Time now to ask, what were they thinking?
All right. Here we go. You asked, and now you'll receive. The NBA believes it has the legal grounds to oust Shelly Sterling and her husband as owners. Well, they've already booted Donald. Now Shelly wants in. Boy, I wish the Sterlings would just go away. It's funny how bad we felt about the whole Sterling situation last week, and now we got to watch these two clowns on television. Well, guess what?
What were they thinking?
All right, we press on. Guess what? Guess what? Are you familiar with the term eating your words? Well, not quite literally, but almost literally. Houston Chronicle reporter John McClain ate the sports section of his newspaper. Ha ha ha! Why, you ask? Well, because of this. NFL reporter John McClain confident the Houston Texans would take a quarterback in the first round. Instead, they took Jadeveon Clowney. So, obviously, what was he thinking apropos with John McClain at the Houston Chronicle, who, by the way, is a very good writer.
What were they thinking?
Friend of the DA show, I might add it as well. When was the last time you had him on?
Probably like 3 weeks ago.
All right. We know he's listening. All right, we press on. The Miami Dolphins have fined second-year defensive back Don Jones an undisclosed amount, excused him from the team following critical remarks towards Michael Sam. Of course, he first tweeted OMG, oh my God, then tweeted horrible. This, of course, in response to Michael Sam making out with his boyfriend, clearly Donnie Jones.
What were they thinking?
Here's one that, it's hard to get on him, but the only reason that it's worthy of bringing up is because of the connection with Cleveland, and that's LeBron James donning a Manziel jersey. He's got some pretty good connections at Nike, of course. And that's how he got one of the first Johnny Manziel Cleveland Brown jerseys. This, of course, according to Brian Windhorst at ESPN.com. Sporting the number 2 in brown and orange on the Miami Heat's flight to New York on Friday to play the Nets. LeBron.
What were they thinking?
Can Tracy McGrady let it go? Apparently he can't. Or apparently he can. He does let it go. He's just not good at it. Sugarland Skeeters. That's right. Two hits, two runs, an inning and two-thirds. The 34-year-old right-hander threw 35 pitches, 18 strikes. I've done the math. That's 17 balls. Not quite good enough, even for an independent league pitcher.
What were they thinking?
We just talked about it before. I'll get this one in. Rutgers quarterback Philip Nelson.
What were they thinking?
Mitch Williams disputes details of reported Little League argument.
What were they thinking?
Newsday, of course. And Major League Baseball, according to Newsday, Major League Baseball knew Biogenesis documents were stolen.
What were they thinking?
Me hating on Ranger fans?
What were they thinking?
Pornhub, the site, going down from rounds 1 through 22 in the NFL draft, then back up after Johnny Manziel got drafted?
What were they thinking?
Dallas Cowboys explain why they didn't draft a quarterback because they've got Brandon Whedon.
What were they thinking?
Ray Farmer, frustration is natural to the Cleveland Browns fans. Ray, you knew about Josh Gordon 2 weeks prior to the draft, then did not draft a receiver.
What were they thinking?
The Colts have signed Eric Swoop to play tight end. He's played a total of 0 football games in his entire life.
What were they thinking?
The NFL teams ignore the Texas Longhorns. Not a single player drafted since first time since 1937 that the Longhorns have gone an entire draft without a player being drafted.
What were they thinking?
LeBron James has so much to say about so many things. He put on a Johnny Manziel jersey. We already gave him a...
What were they thinking?
For that, but for some ridiculous reason, we care what LeBron James thinks about Donald Sterling. Yes, Donald Sterling is an easy target, and rightfully so. The guy's a complete ass. But why does LeBron James... Why do we have to know what LeBron James thinks about this? And if LeBron James was LeBron James but white, would it carry as much weight? So for LeBron, I'll give him his second.
What were they thinking?
Kenny. By the way, there's a combine for the NFL. There's also a combine for the NBA. Andrew Wiggins, Joel Embiid, Jabari Parker deciding not to participate in this week's NBA draft combine. I don't know why. I really don't care. So,
what were they thinking?
And our final what were they thinking on this Monday morning? The SEC Defensive Player of the Year, as we started the top of the show with, back in 2004 was David Pollock, first-round pick. D'Amico Ryans in 2005, first-round pick. 2006, Patrick Willis, first-round pick. 2007, Glenn Dorsey, first-round pick. 2008, Eric Berry, first-round pick. 2009, Rolando McClain, first-round pick. Getting annoying yet? Kenny's annoyed. 2010, Patrick Peterson, first-round pick. 2011, Maurice Claiborne, first-round pick. 2012, Jarvis Jones, first-round pick. 2013, co-defensive players of the year inside the SEC, C.J. Mosley and Michael Sam. C.J. Mosley, first-round pick. Michael Sam, seventh-round pick. And Gay.
What were they thinking?
Coming up next here on CBS Sports Radio, we will continue the draft talk with a dear friend of the program, Russell Baxter, ProFootballGuru.com, one of the best in the biz. He'll join us next as we break down Mansell, and we break down Sam, and we break down McCarron, and we break down Murray, and Mettenberger, and all of the above here. It's Jay Berman, CBS Sports Radio.